I think every place in the world is proud to get that sign, that label, World Heritage. And I just learned Philadelphia has got that World Heritage, and it's the only city in the U.S. which has got it. Tell me, what's about that World Heritage story?
Yeah. So in the last few months, we've just been designated as a World Heritage City. We are very, very proud. First and only city in the United States, just like you mentioned. And we are very happy about this designation because finally the world is noticing what Philadelphia has to offer, which is very important for us. So Philadelphia is the birthplace of America. That's where the country started, where the Declaration of Independence was signed on the 4th of July, 1776. At the Independence Hall, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. But that is not the only historical item or cultural item of significance. It's a great city based on religious freedom, with lots of other monuments and cultural activities and cultural and heritage things of significance that are available in every corner. It's a compact city. It takes about 45 minutes to walk from river to river, and you can see treasures. I would say almost every other block, there's something interesting to see. So,
and it's an art city, so far as I know.
Yes, the art scene is huge. So the Philadelphia Museum of Art is famous for the Rocky Steps, but inside there are treasures. The mural art program, we have about 4,000 paintings and murals on the sides of buildings around the city, which is really, really becoming famous worldwide. Especially after the Pope visited in September, and also the Barnes Foundation, which is the world's largest private art collection for post-impressionist art, with more Renoir pieces than the Louvre, for example, but also the performing arts. So we have the opera, the ballet, the Philadelphia Orchestra, which travels all around the world. They actually performed in Germany last summer.
Maybe you can explain it to me. How does it come that especially American cities change so quick? How does it come?
It's pretty exciting, and we're really proud. And not only we're changing, but we're changing in the right direction. So new restaurants, new bars, new places of entertainment, new attractions. The current attractions get new exhibits. The orchestra performs in Asia this year. Last year it performs in Europe. They come back with new talent and new experiences. And it feeds on itself. And I think there's also a renaissance in the center city, in the downtown area, where people are moving back into the city. New buildings are being built. We are currently building the largest high-rise outside of New York and Chicago, which will host a new Four Seasons hotel in there. It's the world headquarters of Comcast. They're the owners of Universal Studios, NBC, CNBC. So they're a huge company that's based in Philadelphia, and their headquarters there. There's also all the great universities. And because Philadelphia is a very livable city, the cost of living is much lower than our neighbors, and the way of life is very, it's great for young people. You don't need a car. It's a walking city. So many young people, both Americans and from around the world, who are attending university in Philadelphia, and we all have over 100 colleges and universities in the area, they are choosing to stay. So all these new ideas and new blood and people from everywhere and the diversity really, really helps.
Is this a trend for the whole U.S. after for years and years people moved out of the city to the countryside and now they're coming back?
Yes, I think the demographics have a lot to do with that. I think there's a lot of people that have the 5-bedroom house in the suburbs, and the kids are gone and they're off to college, so they don't need all that space anymore, and they want to be in an environment that's exciting, that they can get out of their building and walk to a couple of restaurants and they don't need to drive. What you're saying is interesting, because I think this is especially being felt in the secondary cities. Because also the cost of living in the primary cities has become so high, right? So people don't need to work from the office every day, and people have a little bit more flexibility from working from home, and the technology helps. So they are able to move to a city that's nearby or to a city that's more adaptable to their needs, and save a lot of money from their rent, for example, and from the general cost of living. And they can contribute that to their cultural and enjoyment.
And last one thing, which I really loved during my stay 10 years ago, what's about the Philly cheesesteak, still existing and fine, I think?
The Philly cheesesteak is still there, although you have a lot of twists on it. You can get it with Wagyu beef. You can get it with different kinds of more high-end ingredients. But the traditional ones are still there, and everyone loves to eat them. So.